those refugees.
The White House today sidelined staffers with the National Security Council looking to align that team with the Trump agenda. On social media, the president today called on Russia's Vladimir Putin to make a deal to end the war in Ukraine or face tariffs. Rupert Murdoch's British tabloid empire today apologized to Prince Harry as a settlement was reached before trial in Harry's invasion of privacy case. Harry's lawyer, David Sherborne.
This represents a vindication for the hundreds of other claimants who were strong-armed into settling without being able to get to the truth of what was done to them.
A transmission issue has prompted a recall of about 63,000 older Jeeps. Reporter Jeff Gilbert of affiliate WWJ Detroit.
The vehicles have a power transfer unit that can disengage the transmission. As a result, they can lose power or even roll away while in park. Owners of the 2017 through 19 Jeep Cherokees are advised to make sure the parking brake is applied. No injuries have been reported.
CBS's Michael George has the latest analysis of teens who face poverty or mental health issues at home.
A study in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health found teens facing those adversities were five times more likely to be arrested. The study also showed nearly a quarter of all police contact with teens involved teens who faced persistent poverty or family mental health challenges.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 109 points. The NASDAQ is up more than 300 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Unusually cold temperatures are expected to rise with mid-30s by the weekend and maybe 40s next week. Snow is possible for some areas today and tonight, with more details coming up in the forecast. Racine leaders are proposing a four-year extension to the Hotel Vernant Tax Incremental Financing Agreement. It's due to lower-than-expected downtown tax revenues. The Racine County Eye reports the restructured deal would extend a $3 million payment plan through 2034. There was a water main break at the post office building in Burlington last night. Water crews were called in to assist, potentially causing mail delays in Racine County today. Two seats on the Racine County Board are open, with applications to take those seats due by next Friday. The openings are in districts 14 and 18. To qualify, you gotta be 18, a U.S. citizen, and live in the district you want to represent. Marcus Theaters is honoring Bob Uecker by screening Major League at select theaters. That does include the cinema in Sturtevant. And tonight there's a hotly contested basketball battle on WRJN. We'll have pregame starting at 6:30 for the contest between Racine Lutheran and Racine Park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers fall to the Bruins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The UCLA Bruins led most of the game as Wisconsin fell short. Matt LePay with a final call on the Badgers radio network.
0.2 seconds remaining. And Clark with the second, he missed intentionally. Klesman grabs it too late. It's over, and UCLA wins it by two. Final score, UCLA 85, Wisconsin 83.
After the game, head coach Greg Gard asked how his team performed offensively.
I thought we did a lot of good things. You know, we shot 21 free throws. We probably could have shot 21 more. Even though they're new to the league, they've always played like a team in our league, and we knew it was going to be that, and we had to play through it.
So Wisconsin falls to 15-4. They host Nebraska this Sunday at noon. Number 10th ranked Marquette with a bounce back win, 76-59 over Seton Hall. NBA, the Bucks in New Orleans tonight against the Pelicans. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hitting a major mark as we stay above zero today, with mostly cloudy skies and light snow on and off throughout the afternoon. With very light accumulations, winds are still breezy, but they're out of the south, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, pushing our highs to near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. The action-adventure motion picture The Day After Tomorrow thrilled audiences with vivid visions of the next ice age, Manhattan Island engulfed by rising seas, the northern hemisphere instantly fresh frozen like a bag of bird's eye peas. In fact, nobody knows what the next ice age would look like. But what did the last one look like? Well, this is what. During the last ice age, if you could have stood on the highest mountain on the North Atlantic island of Iceland, you could not have glimpsed the open sea in any direction. Nothing but vast ice floes for miles around, yawning beyond every horizon. Even far to the south, in what's today Scotland, temperatures plunge through most of the year to the point that plant life ceased to flourish. In Switzerland, glaciers roared down out of the Alps into the lower valleys, crushing, gouging, engulfing everything in their paths, as did glaciers worldwide from Norway to New Zealand. And what do you know? As New York Harbor, where all of the ships pass through all of the year, it was completely frozen. You could have walked from Manhattan to Staten Island without even dampening the soles of your shoes. The Baltic Sea regularly froze solid as well. What caused the last ice age? Scientists wonder about that. Some conjecture that increased volcanic activity during the epoch put enough dirt and ash into the upper atmosphere to filter significant amounts of warming solar radiation. Others observe that the sun itself goes through cycles of slight warming and cooling. And, oh yes, a fluctuation of as little as a few tenths of a percent in the energy output of the sun. That could be enough to alter the Earth's climate dramatically, and unquestionably something did. How long did the ice age last? Four, maybe six centuries? And we have remarkably precise evidence of it for the last 250 of those years, thanks to the invention by one Galileo of something called the thermometer. You see, climatologists estimate that the outside parameters of the last ice age from roughly 1250 to 1850 AD, and yes, it meets all of the qualifications of a genuine global ice age. The famines resulting from drastically diminished growing seasons killed millions, 1.5 million in 1315 alone, the year 1315. Glaciers appeared where they had not in thousands of years, wiping out farms and entire towns in two hemispheres. Now some winter times, even in New York Harbor, solidified. And in the year 1816, there was no summer at all, not anywhere. So should it occur to you, as it has to art historians, that landscape oil paintings in the 16th and 17th centuries have more than their share of snow, you will know that what you are seeing through those windows in time are glimpses of something you thought was prehistoric. Yes, I do mean to say that we civilized humankind lived through the last ice age, and we scarcely even knew it was there. But now you know the rest of the story.
That is pure Paul Harvey right there in the rest of the story. It's Ice Week all week on WRJN. Paul Harvey's rest of the story heard twice daily on WRJN in the morning at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and then again at 12:05, like you just heard, here on WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an rock.
build walls. Their fortress deep and mighty. That none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain. And an island never cries.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up in February, this is a great family event. It is the Downtown Racine Chili Ice Walk. 10 locations serving chili throughout downtown. There's a scavenger hunt for the kids. Lots of other things going on, too. Saturday, February 22nd, from noon until 2. And WRJN inviting you out there along with Downtown Racine. Have a good time and watch for links on our website coming soon on WRJN.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Open every day at noon.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli. Try signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, and the Gobbler. Or today's special, the Reuben and Fries. A meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
try to make you happy when you're blue.
From the Dave Clark Five. You know how we always say that we have local news along with the timeless hits on WRJN? Well, here's the local news part from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County Eye report says Racine leaders are trying to redo the downtown hotel deal. Officials are proposing a four-year extension of the Hotel Verdant tax financing agreement due to lower-than-expected tax revenues from the downtown project. The restructured deal would push a $3 million payment plan through 2034. You've got about a week left to try and become a leader in Racine County. Two seats on the Racine County Board of Supervisors are available, with a deadline to apply for the positions next Friday. The positions are in the 14th and the 18th. Those areas cover Sturtevant, Mount Pleasant, Rochester, Dover, and Waterford. The qualifications are that you're 18, a U.S. citizen, and live in the district that you want to rep. There's more about how to apply on the Racine County website. And two of the best basketball teams in the state are in Racine, and they'll do battle tonight. Racine Lutheran, one of the state's remaining six undefeated teams, and the one-loss Racine Park Panthers battle tonight. WRJN will have live coverage with pregame starting at 6:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A major mark as we stay above zero today with mostly cloudy skies and light snow on and off throughout the afternoon. With very light accumulations, winds are still breezy, but they're out of the south, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, pushing our highs to near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
Stranger in the black sedan, oh, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you
love, and you know I love.
I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, but now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, I get to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Two Chicago area bands back to back, the Ides of March did Vehicle, and here the Buckingham celebrating 60 years together on WRJN.
Hey baby, the plan I saw, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love just like in a movie. Hey baby, the plan I saw, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey baby, the plan I saw,
maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up roughly an hour from now, it's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. This one, a song that was a hit twice by two different bands in two different years, one with lyrics, one without. You'll hear the one without. Coming up about an hour from now on WRJN.
Yeah. And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you'll do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Cut me, working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The big matchup anticipated for last night, Lutheran and Park, postponed because of the cold weather. It's happening tonight, and we'll bring you the game starting at 6:30 with the pregame, 7 o'clock with the tip-off here on WRJN.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard.
Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and then without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
we
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Here's another duo, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. It Takes Two. It Takes Duo. WRJN.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand alone. The light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two.
make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a car like an island if he's all alone.
Two can make it just an inner place seem just like a being home. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you, just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby, to make a dream come true. Just take two.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A new batch of American troops on the move soon to the southern border, just as President Trump promised at his inauguration. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The Pentagon will begin deploying up to 1,500 active duty troops in the coming days. The order will be signed by the acting defense secretary. The Homeland Security Department is also preparing to begin targeted raids in cities with high numbers of undocumented immigrants.
The Justice Department directing federal prosecutors now to investigate any state or local officials who stand in the way of tougher enforcement of immigration laws. CBS Chicago's Andrew Ramos.
Chicago Police Department leadership issued a statement reminding the public that it will not assist federal immigration authorities with enforcement action as part of the current municipal code. Adding in part, as always, we will continue to enforce the law if a crime occurs, regardless of the citizenship status of those involved.
The White House today.